And the recorder is now on.
Great. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees regular bi-weekly meeting. The date is September 24th, 2020, and it's 6:30 p.m. I'd like to invite Vice Chair Fleshman to lead us in the opening prayer.
As we go to prayer, I think if anything, today's prayer, we probably should be thankful for, one, a country that we live in, that we can speak our mind, we can openly engage. Also thankful that one of our trustees, Ralph Horn, is back and after having some illness issues. So with that thought, think of the people that are in your own lives and your own families. Prayer does work. So let's go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunities that come our way. We ask, Lord, that as we come to this meeting, that we do it, Lord, as one voice in our local government. We thank you, Lord, for our prayers for Ralph Horn and that his surgery was successful. We thank you for a country that we can still pray openly and speak openly. And we thank you for this day, for it's in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Trustee Horn, if you're up for it, you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Oh, absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and the best for with liberty and justice for all. And thanks to everyone that wished me well. Everything's going along real well. So just bear with me for a couple more weeks. I should be back to Superman again. So thanks, everyone.
You got it, Superman. with that, I'll have to hop in for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the following meeting minutes from September 10th, 2020, regular meeting. Can I ask for a second, please?
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion?
One quick discussion.
Yeah,
one very quick discussion. Robin, I was a little confused on the email. It said corrected. Are we going to put it the way that I sent the question mark about how it was reading? Because it just seems confusing to people, especially me, on the way they vote.
I mean, I can change it moving forward. I really didn't think it was necessary to change that whole entire meeting minutes. I mean, it was several pages long. I mean, I understand what you said.
And
it can be changed moving forward. But you also may want to talk to... we do the same thing with our resolutions as well when we do legislation. That's why it's consistent with the legislation. So we might want to just look at that across the board, sir.
Yeah, and I didn't know for sure the... I understood it because obviously I was in the meeting, but sometimes when it went across, it can be confusing to people, like who voted what. So that's why it just kind of caught my attention. So... And I did read your remarks, but I wasn't 100% sure. I should have probably just picked up the phone and called you, but I got busy today. With that being said, Mr. Chairman, I have no further discussion.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll move to old business. We'll start with the SWACO Consortium 2. And so, Ralph, this is the bringing up to speed. We had the attorney for SWACO and one of their program officers come join our last meeting to give an update about Consortium 2. I don't know if you had a chance to get through your email, but they sent over the consortium info probably a little over a month ago. Mark sent that. We have two options in the consortium. One is Local Waste, which was the lowest bidder in the consortium. And then the other alternative was Rumpke, which was slightly more, but not much more. Both of them are increases officer. 5 years. Yeah, you're right. So it locked those rates in. John had a bunch of excellent questions of Waco, which I think they did a great job of answering. They did ask us, when we asked them to about the timeline, we do have a little bit of time, but they said the sooner we could notify them, the better. They had asked us to do it by the end of September, but since you weren't there at the first meeting, and we wanted to discuss it in this meeting and have any further conversation. So I wanted to just bring it up for discussion now, just so we can keep this process moving, because I really do believe it is important that we come to a decision sooner rather than later, so that we don't have our residents, you know, on the hook or their rates going up substantially without us acting. So with that, I wanted to bring it up to you. If, Ralph, if you had questions, or if John, if you've had, you know, further thoughts on this, so that we can start that discussion and hopefully move forward here in the near future.
You know, I would say this. No, I have not had a chance to review it yet. Would like a little time to do so. I guess, let's see now, we have no contract with any now, so I was thinking about it some today. I expect if we go into next year or go in for the process, we probably will have a rate increase anyway, I would imagine, if we leave things as is. So I don't know if that was brought in. I know local waste had been fairly reasonable with us working with them without a contract, and I don't think they were very absorbent with, you know, the annual rates at charge. But nonetheless, I do think I need a little more time to kind of review everything here and see, maybe set a time. And I do agree we need to get on it sooner than later, for sure. So
would folks be open to setting up a special meeting, maybe by next week, so we can try to hit that end of September deadline if possible? And Ralph, that would give you another week to look at things and possibly continue talking to residents. John, does that sound good with you?
Meeting, yeah, anytime the meetings, I'm pretty open. But Mr. Chairman, I was just curious, in the last meeting we said that we would probably hold what do we call it? Basically
a public hearing?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
think we could do both of those at the same time, so we could have a public meeting followed by a voting session sometime next week, if that works for everyone.
I'm sure it can work. I mean, I can make the time. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Is Mark on here? I know he is. Mark, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm on.
On our website, do we post a link like today's meeting where people can just click the link and easily go to this meeting?
Yeah, the information's on there, and it's on every meeting we do. I post it on there. You can more or less copy and paste it, put it in your browser, or it's on Facebook.
Okay. I know I open mine up. I send some of my neighbors and some other people. I usually, by 3 o'clock, I email the link out to people that then use their phone. They can just click it, or at home they can just click it, just to make it easier for some of our residents that I know. I just wanted to make sure that if we put this out there and that we have it, that people can. I'd like to hear people's input on this, because I guess I'd use the words, I lived through the last time we put this on, and then we had the contracts and some of the different challenges that we lived through. I ask a lot of questions because I knew there was a lot of questions that we've had prior to this that people brought into the meeting. I would like to say Robin Watkins did an excellent job, made me sound good reading the minutes. So she has, if anyone would go back and read the minutes once they're posted, you will see a lot of the questions that I ask and the answers that we received at that time. So that would help people prior to a meeting that might look at some of those or come up with some other questions.
So, Mark, if you could reach out to all of us offline and try to get a date that works tomorrow, reach out to us tomorrow to get a date, so that maybe we can post something tomorrow for a meeting next week. That way we can have it out there, you know, for over the weekend and a few extra days just to get it going. And then we can hold a public hearing and a voting session after that, if that works.
Will do.
Great. I appreciate everyone. And then, Ralph, Mark can make sure you have all the documents and can walk you through all of the specifics and stuff during that time. That'd give you about a week to get up to speed for the public hearing, if that works.
I'm playing catch up with Mark a little bit the first of the week anyway on some things, so that's good. The big thing with, from my perspective as it is right now, the trash thing, as most of you know, I think it might have almost preceded Ari a little bit before he came aboard, but it ended up being a real terror there for a while, as John Flashman said. And we ended up spending a huge, huge amount of trustees' time as well as office staff time and so forth trying to stay abreast of who was paying, who wasn't, and as an end result, local waste ended up having to forego a considerable amount of money that they lost in the interim. And that's one of the things I think entering in or considering entering in this contract, it may be a little contentious trying to get this thing done with a percentage of people that we had, non-payers and things like that. So it'd be good to slap the contract together in, you know, a couple of weeks or something like that. But I honestly don't know if that's realistic or not, because I do think some of those things have to be addressed before we can enter in.
A few points on that, and John asked a lot of these questions last week too. But the good thing is that over the last year, Mark has worked with Waco to get a lot of this stuff worked out, and including in this contract, so that the township's not liable for a lot of this stuff, that that property owners are liable and not necessarily like the rental, the people renting property, right? It's the owner. So a lot of that stuff, I think a lot of that enforcement was figured out. This contract seems a lot more robust and more tailored to a lot of the previous situations that were there. I think that they've listened to a lot of the problems we had to try to address those. So Mark can get in with those. But and John, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was my understanding of when what Joe from Fuego was telling us the last meeting.
Yes and no. Some of the discussions were that we could actually pay the bill similar to our House Bill 50, and then we would be able to put that as a nuisance onto their property tax to collect. We're not home rule. We would not be able to pass a resolution saying that the actual homeowner had to pay the bill versus the renter, because in the township there are so many rentals. And some of the issues that we have to work through is, how would it look and how would we say that the owner would get the bill and they just add it to their rent so that we know it's taken care of. So some of this stuff that we can talk about, that, and some of it they didn't have a actual solution at the time. We're a little bit different than some of the other people in the consortium as far as the compliance.
Well, I think what you have, just like you said, some of the others that are going to be entering the consortium, some of them, a lot of them has home rule, and the others, such as your Johannas and so forth, they have their own city government and so forth, so they have a little advantage over us in being able to, I guess you might say, enforce some of the collection and things like that. So I know that was really one of the problems that we had early on. So it is a great underlying factor there, and I would say that would probably be the single largest problem we would have, to be truthful with you. So, but nonetheless, I'll get with Mark and we'll kind of go over some of this and kind of see where we're at on that. But yeah, I'd say realistically, if we could maybe take a hearing on it maybe a little bit later next week, we're going to meet 2 or 3 days to look at all questions and things like that. So,
absolutely.
Okay. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, and it's okay.
That sounds good. So Mark can work with us to get a date and get that publicly posted. Moving on to other old business resolutions. I think I saw an email from Mary that said she wasn't going to be able to join. So Robin, I'm going to kick it over to you.
Actually, Mary is here.
I'm here.
Oh, great. Well, let's just call the Reinhardt. Take it away.
All right. Thank you. Okay, well, I have 3 resolutions today. The first one is resolution 2020-182, and it's regarding supplemental appropriations for the rest of the year. Whereas it's necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township during the year ending December 31st, whereas the annual appropriation resolution 2020-103 for the period through December needs amended. That was the initial one. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the amounts presented below are hereby appropriated. In the general fund, under other financing uses, we are increasing by $50,000, and other financing uses in this case is with respect to prior year penalties, interest, and so forth incurred due to late filings. And under fire levy, other expenses, increased $35,000, and those are for some prior year changes and for current expenses. And under CARES provider relief, other expenses, this is money that came in May. We're now appropriating $20,502. That's it.
All right, there's a resolution on the table. I'll move. Is there a second?
I'd like a discussion, please.
Go for it.
So on the past payments and late payments and et cetera that we are trying to straighten out from the previous fiscal officer, where are we at with that as far as these payments and late payments and penalties that are costing the township? What was that total?
Well, there are various totals. I'm not sure which total you're asking for. I have an estimated total of about $500,000. But right now, this was to cover what we are projecting, is $50,000 for other local income taxes that were withheld for cities. And I have about a few left of that. And then I have, and these go back years. And then I have the school district taxes, which I'm working on this evening. So we're estimating about $50,000.
Okay.
I can tell you that I just settled with the regional income tax agency, the RITA tax, which is most of our city withholding taxes. And that was about 56,000, I believe it was. And there were, it was about 30,000 in penalties that I did get removed. So we had zero penalties back to 2014. And I could not take away the interest, so the interest was about 15,000.
Okay, so that answers a good question. We have the 30, the 15, and out of that 50 that we're paying, how much of that is, are we looking at is actual either interest or late fees?
They never tell you that until you pay the prior taxes. So
okay.
you can't know what the penalties or interest are until you pay.
Okay, and so these are what we're paying now is going to be...
Yeah. No, actually, what we have appropriated is $125,000. So that $50,000 is just a partial amount we've moved to cover what the total is going to be.
Okay,
so,
and that what we're covering is from what year?
2014 to present.
Oh, to present, okay. Okay, because I was going to say, if that's only to cover that one aspect of 2014, we've got at least another 6 years in there. So, with that said, sir,
yes.
I will second it.
All right, there is a resolution and a second on the table. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, fiscal officer, I'm back on you.
All right, resolution 2020-183. This is regarding increasing, is to have a third engagement letter from Jeffrey Wilczek. And this is for 160 hours of service for $6,000. That's $37.50 an hour. Hopefully, I've noticed the pattern is that we're going from 80 to 160, 80 to 160. I really think that we really need to have that 160 because we're going to be having a meeting with the auditors within the next week or two. And there are a lot of things that he's still working on. He's made a lot of progress. We're doing really well in getting things straightened out. There's still things to do, a lot of work to do, and we haven't touched 2021 yet. So I'm hoping that you will approve the $6,000, 160 hours.
All right, is there a discussion?
Yeah. I don't know what size bandage that we need to put over this and where we're, when it's going to be done. I just feel this is my last time saying yes.
Can I make a suggestion? That's certainly not an amount of money that offers all the spending, that's for sure. If we go ahead and approve this, it's going to be, we'll be well into the $20,000+ range for Jeffrey.
It'll be 18,000.
Yeah, plus we had the other 80 hours that we had approved, I think about three or four weeks ago as well. So that would be added on to that, the 18 plus some more. So,
no, this equals 18.
Beg your pardon?
It's
6, 3,000, 3,000,
so that's
18. Okay. Well, I think, I thought we did proven for 80 hours, but being said, I'm not going to, really debate that point, but it's getting to be way more than I ever envisioned on this. Now we're going to have, aren't we going to have, try to have auditors, Mr. Potts, I believe you had said they were trying to get together to have a meeting with us rather soon, isn't that correct?
Yeah, fiscal officer just mentioned that we've sent out some possible dates to meet with them. They've requested a meeting, so hoping it's going to happen next Friday. We're waiting to hear back from them to make sure it fits in everyone's schedule.
Okay. Would it be feasible if we could go ahead and approve, say, another 40 hours for Jeffrey or something to that respect, and maybe then have a conversation with the state just to see how much longer we're going to have to do these things, because it's just getting to be, in my opinion, way out of hand, no question about it. I never envisioned this kind of expenditure on that. So
can I put it in perspective for you that before I came, you hired LGS to do only reconciling the bank statements, and you paid them $15,000, and they weren't able to do it because it was non-reconcilable. This is what Jeffrey is working on, and he's able to get it. He's been making progress in that. We can't know where we are without being able to reconcile those accounts.
And I totally understand what you're trying to achieve, Mary. My thoughts, I mean, really and truly, with the situation that we've got into, I think we really need to have a conversation with Mr. Long and see what he has. Apparently, he has some things he needs to tell us. That's my thought on it. And there might be something along the line there that we can chisel out of all this money that we're going to have to spend. I just don't know. I just don't feel comfortable that we know exactly where we're at or what the state is going to require us to do. And I can't foresee where it hurt to just hang loose for another week or two before we approve a large amount of hours or something to that effect.
What if we compromise back to 80 hours?
Well, that might be. I think that would be more of a consideration for sure. Would be to, you know, kind of cut it down in half. But if the other,
I'm willing to change this to the 80 hours, $3,000, and okay. To amend this resolution.
Mary, if I may. Question is: are you going to go through 80 hours by the next meeting?
I don't know. I just know. I mean, but there's definitely going to be things that he's working on that we absolutely have to get done. There are things he's doing that nobody else can do. I don't know how to do them. You'd have to hire somebody to do them. The auditors cannot do this for us.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a, Mary would like to make a change in her resolution to 80 hours, I would like to second that.
Okay. So you can make the motion because no one's made the motion yet, but it's going to be 80. You're making a motion for the 80-hour resolution, correct? I will second that. Yep. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and after all, call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so
the resolution is 80 hours and $3,000.
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, resolution 2020-184 is the bills and payroll. $26,704.78 for bills. And payroll as of 9/15, $163,665.26 for a total of $190,370.04. and from the check number 64267 to 64418, and electronic vouchers from number 448 through 485-2020.
All right, there's a resolution on the table. I'll move. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I will call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we'll move to...
I have another... Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't add it to the agenda, but it's just a revisit about the phone system. We still do not have cell phones for remote work for either me or my assistant, and we still don't have a phone that my assistant can get incoming calls on. So we have not changed over to the other system, so we're still limping along.
I thought that was taken care of. I'm sorry.
Yeah. In today's world, how hard is it to get a phone? I mean, what seems to be the problem? Mark, do you know what the problem is?
The in regards to the phone systems inside, Jeff, the gentleman who was contracted to work on those, he is, my understanding, he's trying to port the numbers over from the current vendor to the new vendor, and that's been the hang up on this. So he was in here yesterday or the day before to help with a different system. So we have been in touch with him repeatedly, and I will give you an update very soon as to where he's at on that. In regards to the cell phones, I've reached out to our Verizon rep, and I will speed that along as well to work on getting cell phones. We were hoping that there were excess cell phones here. I don't think they found those, that there were. So we will be doing that post haste.
What about the cell phone that the investigator had that's no longer there? There's no position.
I don't think anyone from police is on here right now. Let me check on that, Officer, and I will get back to you very soon.
And there might be one or two others that are listed for phones who are no longer employees. So I think we have three phones. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much.
I can't believe that we can't get a phone in today's world, that we cannot get a phone ported over. I mean, it's been what, Mary, 3 months?
No, 6 months since I've been here, but it's been going on since January.
Okay, because we need to find out who he needs to get that ported from. I'd be happy to intervene and make a phone call, because this is nonsense to say that we go 6 months and we can't get a phone. I mean, if anything, it's going to go back to the 80s where we have one long cord and you take it from room to room.
That's kind of where we're at.
My house is close enough, we can run one from here.
Thank you. I take you up on that.
I thought this was the Franklin Johns of Comedy Hour. Wasn't that what Ralph said earlier?
That's right. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah. I just think we have to figure out a way to get two cell phones and to get a working phone for the fiscal office assistant, because she's using her own cell phone for work.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's a lie.
If we cannot find an unused phone, such as the investigator or someone you were talking about, Mary, I didn't realize there's one free. But how much would it cost to get a lot of them sent?
I think it's only $30-some a month to have the phone line. I just, you know, we just don't have the phone. I mean, I think we have three phones somewhere, but I'm just not sure where. I think they're all
not easy. Well, we'll get into that the first of the week and start digging it out then. I thought that was taken care of. Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Moving to new business, police department, Chief Smith.
I do not believe Chief Smith is on right now. I spoke to him earlier. They're out doing some community engagement currently, and he told me, or Lieutenant Ratliff told me, that the police statistics were not in currently, and they would have those available for the next meeting.
Okay, great. Move on to the fire department, Chief Welch.
Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me fine?
Yep.
I hear you fine.
Good. I got nothing. Just
all right. The one time you're not echoing and you come in plain and clear just to say,
just to let you guys know, we did have an accident yesterday, and I'm working on that now, and you'll see the accident review committee at work, and I'll bring you the conclusion. Basically, engine 192 backed into the building, and it's under review right now.
The building wasn't big enough to be seen?
Yeah, the building moved or something. It has to go to the accident review before I can comment on it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it's underway. Claim's been noted with our insurance company, and we're working through that. But nothing's new. I've been working with Mark on a few IT things. Started talking to Jeff about getting those lines ported over and for the entire building, and that's moving along. He needed some older bills, and right now it's up, and he's trying to get them ported over. That's all I've been up to.
All right. We'll move on to the road department with Jim Stevens.
Jim is on right now, so.
Okay. Then I don't have anything to report. We'll move to Trustee Fleshman. You're up.
I really don't have any that much to report on the sewers. I did check today, and I know we've got Lowell Drive to go yet. It should be coming. That makes sense why we're not where we should be, but evidently with the money back area, the depth that they have to dig to get down, it's not where they can go in and out in one day like they can on Lowell Drive or the El Paso over here off of Wilson. They've done one home over there in a day. So we're getting close, and I know the fall's coming, so I just tell everyone to be patient. They are working their way through the township.
Okay. Trustee Horn, you're up.
What I'd like to do is remind everyone that we're, like he says, we're getting toward fall now, so getting our fall and winter newsletter out. I've spoken with Robin and Mr. Potts about the newsletter. I'd like to see if maybe we could get it out somewhere around maybe the 15th to the 30th of next month, Robin. If you wanted, you and Mark wanted to get maybe get an email out to someone or to everyone tomorrow and start soliciting their date and so forth, so we can get started on that. And that's about the only thing new that I had to comment on right now.
Okay. Fiscal Department, do you have anything else? Oh, yes, go ahead, Trustee.
Mr. Chairman, I inadvertently didn't look at what I had on my own agenda here. The regular business meeting dates, we've gotten off kilter, if you'd want to say, it's coming with my dad's language. We need to get these meetings back to where they were in line starting next month so that we're on the same schedule as the pay period. So we need to take a look at the dates and go back to the same Thursdays that we were for the pay period.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
The remaining scheduled dates for meetings are October 8th, October 29th, and then there's one in November scheduled for November 12th, and one in December for December 10th. The meeting on the 8th, if it is moved to the 15th, it'll be back on a payroll schedule. And then the one scheduled meeting in November, the 12th, is on a payroll week. And then the one scheduled in December on the 10th is on a payroll week. So from what I'm looking at, and I don't know if, I know Robin may have some information, but that's the moving the one on the 8th to the 15th would get us back on that schedule. But after that, the other ones are on the payroll week schedules, as far as I can tell.
Chairman,
so do we want to move that meeting from the 8th to the 15th to accommodate that? Does that work for everyone?
Chairman, I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Is there a reason why the meetings have to be on payroll week? I mean, it's just a lot for the fiscal department. I mean, since we've switched, it has really allowed me to realign my workload. Because when we do payroll on the meeting weeks, I have accounts payable Monday and Tuesday. I have payroll Wednesday and Thursday, and I'm crunching right up to the meeting, getting payroll done. So if you guys have a special meeting at 5:30, 6 o'clock, it really pushes into my payroll time. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just letting you know that the change that inadvertently happened has helped me streamline my work in the fiscal department. I'm only one person, but I just wanted to share with you how when we have those meetings on payroll week, it pushes payroll right up on top of the meeting, and that's where I'm crunching time and then inadvertently could make mistakes. So, again, it's okay whatever decision you make. I'm just sharing that concern.
Well, my opinion is this. As long as it makes everyone's job, including yours, Robin, easier and more professional, I don't know any reason we can't, you know, all of those things. You know, I mean, that's just absolutely okay with me how you want to do it, really. That's my perspective on it.
Mr. Chairman, John, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Hearing Robin's request and the fact that we moved the dates inadvertently, we didn't realize what we were doing. I was not under the impression that it actually helped. I thought it was more of a problematic issue. I don't know about the other department heads. I know Mr. Stevens has ball teams on certain dates, but I think everyone could switch to that date. It's fine. The only reason I mentioned to switch it back was because I thought we wanted to do it on the same, we're approving the payroll and et cetera. But if it works best for the Robin and the department, I have no reason to change it.
I mean, it looks like we've only got a few more meetings till we get to the end of the year, and we can discuss what 2021 looks like. You know, I mean, it looks like, according to Administrator Potts, we're going to be rolling back onto those payroll weeks for the remainder of the year, except for this one meeting. And that's fine. You know, we'll make it, but maybe we can have some discussion before we create the 2021 calendar.
Sure. That's a good idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. So I withdraw my, what I had in, for the regular meeting dates. I withdraw that after hearing, how this has actually helped the fiscal department.
Okay.
Thank you.
So fiscal department is actually up next on the agenda. So Mary or Robin, do you have anything else to add?
I have nothing, thank you.
No, I don't have anything else, thank you.
Okay. Administrator Fox?
Yeah, the only thing I have is, Chief Welch brought it up a little bit, we've got some issues with the speed of our internet, primarily the download speed. Right now, Chief Welch and I and Fiscal Officer Reinhardt and Robin Watkins have been speaking a little bit with our internet companies and our IT provider to look into that. We're getting some quotes on what it would cost to put fiber optics in that would help this, and we're also looking at what it would be like if we didn't up the fiber optics. So just wanted to put that out there that probably in the coming weeks we'll be maybe presenting some quotes to the board as to upping our internet speed. Some of this has come about because of the body cams that the police department has added. Part of their procedure is when an officer comes back in, they take the body cam off and upload it onto the cloud, I guess would be. And when that happens, we've noticed that the connectivity for other devices, you know, the computers and such, at that time sometimes is a little iffy because it's taking up so much of the internet. I'm not a techie guy, so I'm not probably describing this very well, but to make sure that we don't have those problems and probably going into the future, we probably do need to up our internet speed. And Chief Welch is here, and if he has anything to add on that, please do so now.
You did a great job, Mark.
Okay,
perfect. Meeting with the Rev Group, and we need opinions on what our internal systems will handle. We may need to look at the firewalls and the wires going out to the police station and things like that, but we'll come at the board and, you know, give you our recommendations and a few suggestions.
Okay. Anything else, Administrator Potts?
That's all I have right now.
Okay. With that, we'll move to questions. And I saw that I think Robin Cheney had a question in the Zoom. But Mark, will you open it up for questions, please?
Yes, I've unmuted everyone, so people will be available to come in right now to ask questions.
Mark? It's Mike Blevins. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, just go to the chairman on that. Yep.
Okay, chairman, may I ask a question?
Yes, you have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
It won't take that long. I'd like to know where the scholarship program's at. I keep checking old business and I never see anything about that. And I have a grandson who's a senior this year. And not that he would win the scholarship or anything, I just wonder where we're at with that program. I happen to be one of the people that helped bring that to fruition, and I hold that near and dear to my heart, and I would just like to know where it's at and what's going to happen with that. And I'd also like to know, are we going to receive, as residents of the township, any literature about the fire levy? Is there going to be any Zoom meetings about the fire levy, or you just put a fire levy on and were to vote for it, yes or no? With that being said, thank you for letting me speak.
So, Administrator Potts, I don't know if the question to the scholarship is for you, or if that's a question that Chief Smith will have to answer. But I think the second question, I think Chief Welch can probably answer.
Right now, we are planning on getting a flyer out to everybody. I believe the complete fire levy wordage is on our website at the bottom of the page. And also, there's been two messenger articles that let you know exactly what the levy is all about.
Yeah, I will note that we can't use township resources to advocate for an electoral issue. So that stuff will be done not through the township. That will be done through either the fire union or another entity. That we can't use any township resources to advocate for or against an issue beyond putting it on the ballot. At least our employees can't. As elected officials, we can talk about that stuff, but employees can't. And then I think on the scholarship, we'll ask that for Chief Welch, or for Chief Smith, and he can report back on that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
I do know, and maybe without advocating, that the Chief can, this is going to be a renewal time levy. It's not like we're trying to do a different levy as we did in the past. It's just a renewal.
Are there any other questions that have come in, Mark?
I'm looking through email. I know, I think Robin Cheney had a question. She said, I have questions when you're ready for me. So if you're on the line and you want to, Chairman, if you want to recognize them.
Sure, go ahead, Robin.
Okay, I have a couple things. Did you say that it was a 5-year
Trash Drumkey?
If you could just go ahead and ask all of your questions and we can get to them, you'll have 3 minutes and then we'll do
okay.
our best to answer all the questions.
Okay. What I want to know is a 5-year Drumkey, when it'll start. I don't think it's fair to the older citizens of the township because not everybody has the internet. Not everybody has a cell phone that they would know about a special meeting. And let's see. Rumpke leaves trash all over the street. They pick up, I canceled Rumpke at the beginning of the year. They just picked up my trash last week. And the people across the street, they don't pick up. So they don't know what they're doing. This is for the police, but he's not here, so trustees, there's more traffic at the alley of Volney and Harding, more traffic going into 61 Volney. We're homeless. Covered the fire levy. Is there going to be a trick-or-treat? And I heard you guys say that the investigator is gone. I don't know if I heard that right or not. And where he said that about the fire levy was in the messenger and on the website, we don't get the messenger. So that's mine.
Okay. I will do my best to try to answer some of those questions. The investigator, he took the officer that was doing that took another job with another department, so that position is currently not filled. For Halloween, MORPSI, who is the agency which sets Halloween here for Central Ohio, has shared information from Franklin County Public Health how trick-or-treaters can do that safely. So there are some guidelines on that. We can share that stuff out to folks widely. In terms of the trash collection, no, we haven't signed a contract yet. So the two options we have been given through the competitive bid process are Local Waste, which was the lowest bidder, and then Rumpke, which was higher. So the discussion would be which of those two would be we choose on. And I think your comments and opinions and feedback about Rumpke are very helpful as we make those discussions, those decisions. So I'm glad that you said that. It would be a five-year contract. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I said Rumpke because I put 5-year beside Rumpke. I meant Local Waste.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know, too. So it's good to know about that. So yeah, we're making those decisions. It is 5 years. Both of them have a senior discount on there. I know you didn't ask about that, but so there's that. I think the piece about the police administrator Potts can share that with Chief Smith about the homeless and the traffic there. I think that is good stuff that we can relay. Do the other trustees want to add or say anything on those comments?
Will, sir. And Robin, if you would let us know when you see this right away, and that'll give us plenty of time to be working on it versus waiting to hear it at another meeting. If you was able to call in, either talk to the chief or Mark, and let him know some activity is going on, then we can react to it quicker.
Mark, did any other questions come in? Go ahead.
Robin, relative to the trick-or-treat and so forth, as already said there, MORPSI does have the guidelines and so forth. Now, literally all of our neighbors, be it Grove City, Jackson, and all the other outlying areas such as Hilliard and so forth, they are going to go ahead from 6 until 8 p.m. On, I think it's the 29th, I believe, for Trick or Treat Night, and they are going for reserved. And I'd say, frankly, I don't know any reason why that we should not, to be truthful with you. Let's just go ahead as the rest of the jurisdictions are doing. I think Ferrari is doing the same thing as well. So all of the outlying areas in and around us are, you know, going through with their trick or treat. That's at 6 to 8 p.m. on the 29th, I think. So just wanted to make sure that.
I think the guidance is both trick-or-treaters, adults and kids over the age of 2 would be, have masks required, and then anyone giving out candy would be required to wear masks. Hand sanitizer at each house is also recommended. Not to hand the candy to people, but to have them take a piece from a container so that there's no human contact. There's a bunch of guidelines. We can get that posted on our social media from Franklin County Public Health, too, just to make sure that everyone is safe during the coronavirus pandemic. Administrator Fox, any other questions that have come in?
I've not seen any questions come through Facebook or through my email, and I don't believe anyone else in the room has raised their hand or anything to say they had a question.
Chairman?
Yes.
This is Robin. I have a question more from a resident standpoint, just an update to the board. I know you have been having discussions about tiny homes. Well, there's a property, I don't have the address, but it's in Moneyback near the concrete alley where a house has burned, and they have then has since pulled in a tiny home. So I'm just making the board aware. I don't know if there's any regulations around that, but there's a tiny home in Moneyback.
Is that better than the burned property that was there?
Well, it's still surrounded by trash and garbage, so I'm not really sure, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a bummer. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I just wanted to share.
I'll be taking a quick look at that, Robin.
Is this where the camper is?
What? Yes, sir. They're still living in the camper because they don't have the tiny home secured just yet, but it is there. If you come around off of Wilson to Brookside and make a right, you'll see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it true that there are no utilities at that address?
Correct.
No utilities?
No.
We've worked too hard on our neighborhoods. I don't want to get a bunch of junk hauled in like that again, that's for sure. So we will get on big time, Robin.
Thank you. That's all.
All right, Mark, any other questions?
Oh, I see none in the room, none on Facebook, and let me check email once again. I see none that have come through on email.
Okay, well, with that concludes our meeting. I hope everyone has a great evening and a good weekend coming up. Thank you so much, and the meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.